Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Used to be known as industrial estates, but given very few of them physically make stuff these days, they're now known as business districts. And Sandyford in South Dublin is the biggest in employment terms in the state, housing as it does the likes of Microsoft, MasterCard and the Beacon Hospital. Now SBD wants to copy the highly successful Station F or Station F in Paris to attract the next generation of technology wizards. And Ger Corbett, is the chief executive of the Sandyford Business District and is with me now. Good morning, Ger.
Good morning, Joe.
What have I missed about the Sandyford Business District? I named some of the three big employers there. It's got some big brands.
Massive, Joe. So you mentioned MasterCard, Microsoft, Beacon Hospital. We have Cubic. Mm. We have Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. We have Vodafone still, Meta, Google, all in the district.
I've heard of some of them.
You have. We've also got Icon and Arda, SSE, Airtricity. There's quite a list of recognisable names.
And it's not just Sandyford. It's called the Sandyford Business District, but it embraces kind of three areas. It also includes Stillorgan and Leopardstown.
Yeah, so the four business districts or business parks that make up the business district are Stillorgan Business Park, Sandyford Business Park, Central Park and South County Business Park.
Okay, now, given how many companies you have there, you also have quite a few people living in the Sandyford Business District.
Yeah, so unusually, Joe, we have 6,000 people currently living in the district and that is going to mushroom up over the next few years, particularly given the housing numbers that have been pushed down.
Will that double in the next 5 or so years?
It's possible. It depends on the zoning on the sites and whether that gets changed. I know in your previous piece and in the news the mention of the zoning in Wicklow, which was unfortunate given the housing targets at the moment.
That de-zoning needs to be rezoned.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know the complete details of that one, but yes, it's an interesting one to look at.
Now, we spoke about Station F or Station F in Paris, and you think it could be the way forward for your area. Tell us more about Station F and what it does.
So Station F, we were lucky enough to be there in July. I was visited there with Dunleary Rathdown County Council. Mm. Station F is a startup campus. As the French themselves say, it may be arrogance, but they call it the biggest startup campus in the world. Mm. It's room for 3,000 desks. It's got a full support network. So you have Microsoft, Google, AWS, these companies actually sitting in the startup campus as supports to the business. Mm. They think there's about 1,000 startup companies in there and each company goes through a different program.
And is there a tax incentive to get people to move to there?
There is a certain tax incentive. There's also a very low cost on desk rental for companies, but it's about the support network and scaling companies up. It's not just about, it's not co-working, it's not hot desking. It's about an actual support network and a frame around that to actually scale the companies up.
And all right, okay. When it comes to the budget, which will be coming out in the next few weeks, you have a wish list, which is quite interesting. What would you like?
Yes, well, actually, I mean, I think, you know, on page 3 of our pre-budget submission, which we sent in recently, it mentions about driving competitiveness and innovation. Mm. Okay, we've spoken, you know, we listened to your news piece already this morning, and you're talking about the ongoing geopolitical tensions in the world. Mm-hmm. One of that is the FDI that comes into Ireland. We're blessed with the amount of FDI that's in Ireland, but we also need to look after indigenous companies.
Right.
We also need to help create those companies.
Wouldn't one of the things that would help indigenous companies would be to make it easier to make money, not sting people on profits and potentially capital gains when you sell your business?
Completely. Yeah, and that's all in the pre-budget submission. We've got a detailed submission. And interestingly, we spoke with some senior ministers and deputies in the last couple of weeks about the pre-budget submission. They reckon that ours is in line with a lot of stuff they're seeing and have highlighted the Innovation Hub and Startup Campus in Sandyford, the Station F, or it'll be a different name, obviously, if we get it on the ground.
You've got a lot of interesting sites there in Sandyford. I live nearby, so I've got a personal interest in it. One of them really drives me mad is the Sentinel building, which has been sitting there like a skeleton since 2008, I think. And it is an eyesore. When is that going to be developed?
So, Joe, on a positive note, it received its commencement notice this year. And where it's actually physically situated in Sandyford Business District, there's been recent residential developments. They finished Sandyford Central, as courtesy of Richmond Homes. Mm. And that's a really, really good representation of what the district will look like in the future. Thankfully, next door to that, at the moment, Comer Group, who are the owners of Sentinel, are currently building approximately 500 apartments.
Mm. Of course, they have owned that building for quite a while.
They have.
Now, a commencement notice basically means they must start within a certain time frame, does it not?
They must, yes. Now that time frame can get extended, and we've, you know, we need to go back to the local authority and find out when that looks like a start date. Mm. But I think, given that they're on the ground at the moment, adjacent to that site, there is a will all around for that to begin. And I think, you know, we've discussed it before. It definitely needs to be finished.
And is there a road being built to get onto the M50 easier?
The Junction 14 relief road. Mm. Definitely easier to come on and come off. And it will take congestion off the Leopardstown Road. And that should commence before the year end.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to do if you're Minister for Finance?
Minister for Finance. That's a very, very good question. Yeah, look, I think we need to support Indigenous companies. You know, the future of Ireland and Europe is in creating our own unicorns, our own massive companies. We are very grateful for the FDI that comes into the country, but we need our own ecosystem for stability.
Okay.
And we need to support that.
Okay. Well, best of luck with it, Chair, and thanks very much for coming in. That is Chair Corbett, the Chief Executive of the Sandyford Business District.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.